This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Whew, what a weekend Monday, homeroom, bright and early. Good to see all you guys. I'll have to admit right now, the fact that you're hearing me, I'm not really recording today. I'm out shooting animals. More on that to come a little bit later. But Johnny Lupinacci.
You always phrase that in the weirdest way, Tim.
Yeah, well, it's a tell. It's a tell on the activity, but.
Well, it's one of these things. So anyway, welcome to homeroom, everybody. It's Busted Pencils. Just real quickly to remind everybody, if you have something you want to say, if you want to give us suggestions, if you want to give us critiques, 608-557-8577. It's 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. And yeah, drop whatever you want in there. You could text it. You can leave us a voicemail too. And then, hey, maybe we'll even play your voicemail on the show one day, Jazz. So just thinking about that, those are some of the kind of cool things we can option out there. In fact, hey, who would like to be the first voicemail put onto a Busted Pencils podcast? Hey, make sure you give us a really cool message. Maybe that could be you. How about putting Johnny and Jess on the spot for that one right there?
Yeah.
I could see Johnny must have just sent Jess a text.
Uh-huh. Tim pitching things that we're not sure that we can do. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. We'll put it out there. No, it is. Yeah. So when I talk about deer hunting, because that's what I'm talking about, we'll just put it out there. I'm one of these guys, like, you know, people talk about hunting in the frame of farming, and they'll say, you know, I harvested my deer. And I've always been one that doesn't really like that language, because the reality is that it's not farming, it's not a plant, and you're not harvesting anything. It is killing. You're out killing an animal. That's what hunting means. And so when I put it out there, and in fact, an author, Ted Carasotti, a naturalist and hunting author, was one who really made me think hard about that the language we use is that we should be honest and accurate about what it is that we're talking about by hunting, because the reality is that we are making a choice to potentially kill another animal. And then there's all of the issues that come around with, well, why would you do that, Tim? Are you looking for antlers? Are you looking for? No, I'm not. I'm out there, Johnny. You've given me cred sometimes. I'm out there looking to put food on the table, not because I need food in that sense, but I like to put that food on the table. And I will say, from an environmental standpoint, if I can reduce my need to go into the grocery store to buy foods, that is a contribution to the environmental safety of this planet, because the reality of what does it take to get food to the grocery store, if I can eliminate that process a little bit. So there's an environmental twinge there. You know what, though? The other reality is that after Thanksgiving, I just need a break, because I'm telling you, I had to cook for meat eaters, vegetarians, and vegans all in the same darn Thanksgiving dinner. Let me tell you what, there was a lot of Thanksgiving when I was done doing all of that work, because the reality is trying to coordinate, putting out together at the same time, three different sorts of Thanksgiving dinners, vegan, vegetarian, and the full meat lovers. I don't know about you guys, but how was your Thanksgiving, Johnny?
Well, Tim, you covered a lot there, my man. And I'm glad that you're able to enjoy something that, and you've made it political about it. You know, you connected it to your form of environmental activism and things. But I'm excited to know that you're getting to spend time outside,
mm-hmm.
right, where things slow down. And I think there's a sport to it as well. And I love when people have a hobby or a sport that, you know, gives them that rest and peace, right? Gives them that ability to just kind of enjoy being outside, being, you know, bundled up, being, you know, in the woods or in a tree stand or whatever you hunters do, right? That hunting life. I know it's important to y'all, and it's a time of year where I talk to a lot of my friends who participate in that. They talk about it being reflective. It's mm-hmm. almost like going on a retreat.
Yeah.
Right. And so just a little comment on things too. I always find it interesting because this is the literal in me. You remember, I don't pick up the sarcasm. I don't know what to call it. Newsflash. Every time you eat something, more likely than not, it was alive at one time and it was killed by somebody. Okay. So hunters, like, they get like, hey, I killed this. Yeah, I'm like, well, the burger I had this afternoon was also killed by somebody.
Yes, it was. You
know? And vegetarians and vegans out there, like that broccoli had life too. I know it's not, I mean, not sentient, but you know, you're some broccoli killer. So stop everybody trying to be like, well, I don't kill things. Like, if you ate it and it was once alive, somebody killed it. Right? It was life given or
life. Circle of life, baby.
Yeah, life taken to support life. So I always like to kind of throw that out there, especially for the people who take a real kind of, I think, a pretentious critique of hunting. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, oh, I can't believe you would take the life of another. She's like, well, like in some contexts, if hunters are out there thrill killing, like, man, I tell you what, I need to be out there because I just really need to kill some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit of a different problematic kind of a vibe. Yeah. But I want to emphasize, Tim, I'm happy that you're getting that time to really go on retreat.
Absolutely. To
really breathe and think and be part of nature in a way that, you know, humans have been. It was before there were even guns to go hunting. So.
I just wonder with Jess, you know, coming at this from the younger generation, when you hear me, Jess, talking about mm-hmm. this, I mean, where is hunting in the psyche of the younger generation?
Well, I won't pretend to speak for everyone of my generation. And I have a different perspective on this because one of the shows that I produce here at Civic Media is Raised in Wisco, which is a show all about the things that you do outside. And one of those huge activities in outdoor Wisconsin, it's hunting.
Mm-hmm.
We talk also about fishing, but a lot of times it's about hunting. And it's, you know, our hosts, Joel and Danielle, they really do come at it from this perspective of it's getting back out into nature. It is cutting down these supply lines of getting meat into a supermarket. It's right. about having that connection to the natural world. It's about having the connection with the people who you're with. That it's, yes, at the end of the day, you do hope that you kill an animal so that you can cook it and eat it and sustain yourself and your loved ones. But the journey to get there is at least as important. So I've developed a much greater respect for it, and I'm actually hoping to get out. I did purchase a turkey tag for nice. Wisconsin, so I am hoping to get out and go turkey hunting within the next month or so.
I took my daughter last year for the very first time. She is, in case you know, my daughter's a wildlife studies major at West Virginia University. And her second year, she took a course called Hunting in America. She had known and watched me grown up with me hunting, but she had never really wanted to try to go out. I actually took my son out a bunch of times when he was growing up, and he just did not like it at all. He had a real aversion to seeing any type of blood. I should have known that when at 3 and a half, when I went to gut a fish for him, he kind of threw up at 3. So the idea of watching that happen on a carcass of a deer was just a little too much. But my daughter really wanted to try it. So I took her out last year for the first time, and it was great. And you know what it was? Guess what? Yeah, we didn't shoot anything. We actually didn't even see anything. But the idea, what a new, unique opportunity for me and my daughter to spend some time, a quality time being out in the woods. And so, yeah, I know people are like, wait a minute, what the heck does this homeroom have to do with anything? We're just rolling with it. And it's I mean, you take this
we
one.
All need a break. We all need a break.
We need a break. But, you know, I go back to, I'm glad we're pointing this out because I think this is a good topic when we talk about teaching and learning, because the complexity of issues that this brings up. One of the other issues we're talking about is that, Johnny, you pointed it out very clearly. If you're eating, you are involved in some way, shape, or form with the death of something. You kind of put it into, yeah, you know, the talking broccoli, which typically I don't like to have. But what I was saying, the other part of that is that if you're a supermarket vegetarian, understand that those vegetables in the process of getting to the grocery store, they're trucked. And in those trucks do destroy animals. There's death there. It's not that, it's just trying to keep this centered in what does it mean for us to exist on this planet? We have to eat. Some form of eating has some kind of connection to some form of death. Farming itself takes away habitat that results in the death of animals. So growing and just going with vegetarian, that is just to keep this in perspective. I'm not now going out and saying, look at all of you vegetarians, you're just as bad a killers as anybody. It's just realizing how we have these conversations. Reminds me of the episode we did with Kevin Kumashiro just a little bit ago, where we got to start having these conversations around complex issues with our neighbors. And you know what? This is not all that hardcore political, but just think of the content of terrain we're kind of covering here in this segment, Johnny. And I cut you off about your talking broccoli that you didn't say I did.
Well, yeah. And Tim, and I think you're going across. I like where you landed with this, because I was like, where are we going with this? Yes, we're coming out
of Thanksgiving. Trust the process. Trust the process.
Educators talking education. And, you know, I'm going to come back to, like, everybody eats. Yeah. And I think this week being a week coming off of resting, hopefully you were able to rest. There's also recognize there's a lot of work, a lot of family dynamics. Hopefully you got to spend some time with loved ones this past week, and it was energizing. But we all know it's not always energizing. And so, you know, I get the connection, Tim. I'm grateful that you're going to get to spend some time hunting. A lot of our listeners are going to get to spend time hunting. A lot of kids will be out of school, hopefully bonding, like you talked about your daughter getting to go hunting. Jess is going to go hunting. But, it connected us with this context of everybody eats. Mm-hmm. You know, and as teachers, we teach about human life in a particular way that doesn't always recognize those complex and interrelated ways that life is often taking life is necessary to support life.
Right.
And so that's where I get around, like, the broccoli, while it might not be sentient or have a language that we know particularly is sort of like utterances and sounds, we do actually have scientific evidence of plant languages, but I'm just saying the idea that it is alive,
yeah.
Right? It is life. And you touched on this, that, you know, if we're really interested in connecting curriculum, and it's a good shot out there for, like, how social studies, science, English language arts, math all come together. Remember, Tim, at a distant, not too long ago, but feeling more and more distant these days, I had a garden classroom, right? And so in Detroit, we had a local food economy classroom. And so we were learning all of our subject matters through, like, growing food. And there were a lot of conversations around what did it mean to have a local and sustainable food system and a strong economic connection to that and a strong awareness and knowledge of where our food came from and the life contributing to the labor and the life contributing to all of our health, right? And so that was students, you know, choosing to raise tilapia, but also, you know, choosing to, you know, use aquaponics and hydroponics to grow local tomatoes and to get composts and to have all kinds of things. And Tim, I will say also, it's again, the literal part of me and the science teacher in me, you know, when we start to say, well, if you eat meat, you kill things. Well, if you eat broccoli, you're killing things. It's like, we are obsessed as a culture with like outing people for killing things. Meanwhile, if you're alive, even if you're not alive and you're decomposing somewhere, let's just get real literal.
Oh my goodness.
Stuff is living and dying within your ecology. So, like, in our tummies right now, all three of us sitting here smiling about this are warring colonies of bacteria.
We are outnumbered, right? so astronomically by the numbers of bacteria in our own bodies that we absolutely need in our bodies. But it's billions to our one.
What a fun concept, too, for thinking about coming off Thanksgiving, Tim. It kind of caught Jess and I by... You know, it's a little bit of a curveball because we had talked about,
teaching those Tim curveballs.
And for all our teacher listeners out there about how, you know, Thanksgiving was really the first breather since August, right? We go back to school and yes, there's Veterans Weekend. There's a couple of long piece weekends. There's, you know, parent-teacher conference things. There's teacher in-service. Nothing quite like the break that we get when we get to maybe hopefully watch football, share some food traditions, you know, be around family, be around friends, right? Have that moment to breathe and take us into the next break, which is just a few weeks away. So now we're into the season of breaks for teaching. So we teach in small snapshots from here on out. So appreciate you all teachers for the hard work you put in, hoping that folks found rest. Hey, this week is going to be a great week. Tim, Jess, I'm thankful and grateful to be back at it with you both and to have had this fun conversation about the politics of food choices as well as the cultural tradition of hunting that Tim carries forward with his family. Jess is hopping on. I love the outdoors. I will still abstain, not for any political reason other than like I can't imagine a worse time for me than being with a gun outside and like for fun looking for food. I'm like, these are all things I will honor that my friends enjoy, but I opt out of. I'll be, you know, that's snowboarding, fair, hiking, snowshoeing, and reaping the benefits of all of your great hunting successes. Right? All right.
No, thank you, Johnny, on that. I know it was a curve. It was a Tim curve, as you guys pointed out. But, you know, coming off.
We haven't had a good Tim bomb. Well,
tried to stay away from the hard sarcasm that typically comes with a Tim bomb. But it's just, you know, coming off of Thanksgiving, as you said, Johnny, time of rest. And, you know, and I was thinking about this, though, too, John. It's also Thanksgiving is kind of a, you know, a very, you know, intensified extra time off. And there is a lot of work and a lot of people are doing a lot of things. And I know all the teachers out there who are either in one way, shape or form thinking about this. Jeez. Oh, so you're laughing at the text that Johnny just put in the chat. I'll refer me, put it out there in a second, but I got to do it now. Sarcasm is the shrapnel of a Tim bomb. The shrapnel, you mean, though, not shrapnel.
That's him. I'm not actually. Here's a slight confession. Math teacher and science teacher here, terrible at spelling. You know, so I didn't.
All of our strengths.
You know what I meant.
I knew what you meant, but again, you know what? As much as we know people had a lot of work to do or a lot of time to rest, a lot of people had a lot of work to do. And Johnny, as you point out, though, too, now we're coming into that season of getting ready for the next, you know, major Judeo-Christian holiday that occurs at a lot of people. When we're talking about Christmas, the reality of Christmas and how many people and what happens, though, you know, it's a lot of. Oh, no, I'm just, not going there, guys.
No,
I'm not.
Just anyone who is watching the video just got to see Johnny and I just make faces.
Because I said Christmas versus holiday
season.
Because
you said Judeo-Christian and then you went into Christmas. It's
Christian.
That's just terrible. Christian.
You just got to go hunting and reset, man.
And one of the things about this season, though, too, is just the mass consumerism and how we talk about that. And in fact, I am so happy that I was out on this day hunting and not spending my time on Cyber Monday scrolling and looking for deals, because that's the other reality here is that we got to have conversations because there's what does consumerism do? And from an environmental standpoint, too many different things that are going on. But yeah, it's the holiday season that's approaching us coming off of Thanksgiving. I am thankful too for the fact that I get to do this kind of work with two of the most incredibly awesome and favorite wonderful people. That would be Jess and Johnny. And I just want to say thank you to the two of you for being friends, hosts, professional. And the fact is that too, you can kind of work with a Tim bomb when they come off so often without yelling at me. So that's where we live for them.
We're like, when is there going to be another good
Tim
bomb?
We look forward to them. Well, I don't have another. Thankful for your Tim bombs, Tim. I'm thankful for being able to spend time with you two educated educators and bust pencils four times a week.
Oh, nice. You know what though? Here's not a Tim bomb, but it's time for a moment of Zen. To ward off alienation and gloom, it is only necessary to remember the unremembered heroes of the past and to look around us for the unnoticed heroes of the present. That's it for homeroom, everybody. Thank you for hanging out, man. Make sure you hang around, though, for Wednesday classes in session. First downs and Friday nights, although there might be a new name coming up for what that's going on. And then Saturday, 1 hour of Busted Pencils across all of the Civic Media channels that you can get out there. Just download the Civic Media app. And everybody,
keep busting pencils.